Manx Radio's 2016 election coverage.
It is to continue our coverage of the 2016 election, and in the studio with me is Kat Turner. Good morning to
you. Good morning, John.
Kat Turner is 51, a councillor, has two children, formerly politically affiliated to the Liberal Valin Party, but now she's an independent Green. The party, the Isle of Man Green Party, has yet to sort of come together, so you're standing as an independent Green. What does that add up to exactly?
What that means is that the party itself has a draft constitution. Its papers have been filed, but it is not yet registered formally as a party. So it's not able to endorse policies or people at the moment. I espouse the values of Greens, which are typically social justice, sustainability, grassroots democracy, and peacefulness in the way that we go about things, so non-violence.
Peacefulness, including
yes,
in the Timor Court and the House of Keys, well, that'd be something to see.
All good knockabout stuff. So I'm putting myself forward as an independent Green. When the party is formally registered, I will be applying to the membership to see if they will endorse me and my policies, but that will be entirely up to them. I would hope that the policies I have will be consistent, though.
You've had an adventurous life, including being a sidecar passenger,
an
experience which most of us would regard with horror and admiration. A quote from you: I've experienced both the best and worst of life here. What do you mean by that?
So I've been very fortunate to have just about 30 years in the finance sector, variously working for financial organisations, writing books on the subject and lecturing. And that was very financially rewarding. It looked like success, I guess, because I was being
financially rewarding. You made a lot of money out of that.
I did. Yeah. Yes. At the time, I was very, very lucky. It's a highly rewarded sector. I then had an alcoholic implosion quite some years ago, and it took me some time to get back on my feet. So I needed to stop working and concentrate on myself for the sake of myself and my little girls. And during that period, it was very hard for me to get work. So I experienced life on benefits. I experienced life at one short period on the food bank. And although that was a terrible time for me and for my family, I'm actually really grateful for what it taught me about life at both ends of the spectrum, because unless you've actually been there, it's very hard to know what it's like to have, you know, 47p in your pocket, two little girls to get home on the bus and nothing much to feed them on. So it gave me a huge insight.
You're being extremely frank with us, which we appreciate. Obviously, you've been in the headlines from time to time. But let's just go to Douglas East, where you are standing. It has an eclectic mix. How important, let's just get mundane about the state of the promenade and the horse trams. How important is it to residents that they're maintained?
I think it's very important. It shows respect for the people that live there, respect for the people that work there. And it's important for the economy, the visitor economy, and the businesses that need to have their feet on the ground there as well.
You say the constituency has some lovely resources, but some rather unloved and unlovely areas. I think we'd all agree with that.
Indeed.
Where in particular do you think should the focus be initially?
So I think the promenade is extremely important as one of the gateways to the Isle of Man. But there are also some rather tired-looking areas in and around Flatland, in and around the Market Hall area. And those areas do need love and attention. And that doesn't have to be terribly expensive. So some of the creative ways that people are bringing street art to the area and helping to keep them clean and green can be very important.
Just a couple of things. Parking, you say more needs to be brought in. And a definition of fuel poverty is needed. Just quickly, you think that's
absolutely
important?
Absolutely. We have more and more people in fuel and food poverty. We need to address these issues so that people have affordable access to clean energy, secure energy supplies and local good food.
Kat Turner, standing in Douglas East. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Keep up to date with the latest House of Keys general election 2016 coverage on manxradio.com.